ইয়াসার মুর্শিদে ও মাওলাই কুররাতু আইন সামাদাতু ফুয়াদি হযরতুল্লাহ শাহ হাকিম মোহাম্মদ আখতার সাহেব রহমতুল্লাহ আলাই, বহু জানদার শানদার আর মজেদার
মুজকো জিনি কা সাহারা চাহিয়ে গম তুমহারা দিল হামারা চাহিয়ে মুজকো জিনি কা সাহারা চাহিয়ে গম তুমহারা দিল হামারা চাহিয়ে বাহারে উলফত কা কিনারা চাহিয়ে বাহারে উলফত কা কিনারা চাহিয়ে সর হামারা দর তুমহারা চাহিয়ে সর হামারা দর তুমহারা চাহিয়ে লজ্জতে ফরিয়াদ তুফানো মি হায় লজ্জতে ফরিয়াদ তুফানো মি হায় কোন কহতা হায় কিনারা চাহিয়ে কোন কহতা হায় কিনারা চাহিয়ে
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم This few lines of our Hazrat's poems مجھکو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے That I need a support of life Every person needs some support of life. What makes him happy? Oina, I see you have a support of life. And what is the real support of life which Hazrat speaks about? Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Your love and our hearts. That is the real support of life. If you have the love of Allah Ta'ala and your heart is filled with the love of Allah, that person really knows what life is and what enjoyment. May Allah out of His kindness bless us all with the true love of Allah Ta'ala. Also, Allah is so kind that if we have that desire, we are working in that way, then before mort, even if we didn't get it, but before mort, Allah will give it to us. And that person then will know what's the enjoyment of mort to go and meet your beloved. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. A person needs the sea of the shore of the sea of the love of Allah. That means you are far in the sea and you have to swim until you come to the shore. The sea is the love of Allah. And when you will come to the shore, then you will find that peace and happiness that you have found Allah. Like a person who perhaps there was a shipwreckage, ship sinking, but he swam away. When he gets to the shore, how happy isn't he? So when a person finds this love of Allah Ta'ala, Sar Hamara Dar Tumhara Chahiye, our heads and your threshold. It's just like when we make sajda, and a person is immersed in the love of Allah Ta'ala, the greatest enjoyment he gets is in sajda. Or like a person goes to multazam, and he puts his whole body against the Kaaba, his head, face, and there he's crying his heart out to Allah Ta'ala. How wonderful opportunity that person has got. May Allah bless us with some of that true love of Allah Ta'ala. By talking about it, making dua for it, making our zikr, Allah will bless us with that love, inshallah. لَذَّتِ فَرْيَاد تُوفَانُ مِهِ And the enjoyment of crying to Allah Ta'ala is when a person has got problems. When a person hasn't got problems, he makes a customary dua. But when a person is desperate, then how he turns to Allah and he begs Allah. His whole inside also is turning to Allah. And what words also Allah puts in his heart to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And like that, so lazzat-e faryad tufano mein hai. The enjoyment of crying to Allah is when a person has got problems. And many people, Allah puts problems in their lives, then they will turn to me. And they will turn now with great enthusiasm and love and feeling and passion to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, a person gets up for tahajjud also. He makes some customary dua after Faraz Namaz. He makes some customary dua. There isn't that real connection with Allah Ta'ala. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye? Who says that you have to be on the shore? That is, you have to be in comfort zone. When you are in comfort zone, then you don't really turn to Allah Ta'ala. When you have got problems, then you turn to Allah Ta'ala. And then when Allah Ta'ala answers your call, and then the enjoyment that you get, and when you are crying to Allah, that enjoyment you get, that is something totally different. May Allah, out of His kindness, bless us with that true connection with Allah. And if a person does this without problems, under normal circumstances, then there is no need for Allah to put problems in his life. If you are awake, you put off your alarm before it rings. But if you are not awake, then the alarm will ring and wake you up. So Allah sends the alarm if we are not awake. But if we are awake already, we switch off the alarm. So you carry on normal. But the idea Allah wants is that we must be connected with Allah. In our namazes, when we are in comfort zone, our namazes also we make them. But there isn't that concentration, that devotion, etc. We fulfill our duty. But when we are in that problems, then it's a different thing. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت والا کا کلام نعت شریف پریز احمد کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں پریز احمدینہ شریف حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت شیخ ولد شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکز کا کلام. فدا تجھ پہ اے خاک شہر مدینہ, فدا تجھ پہ اے خاک شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ, مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو عرض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے. نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ, مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے. فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے. فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ, مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ, احد کے دامن میں خون شہیدہ. سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ, سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی, نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی. صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر، ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ، ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے سلمان، تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ، تو مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ، فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ،
فدا تجھ پہ اے خاک شہر مدینہ. We sacrifice ourselves for the sand, for the earth of Medina. A person who knows the value of Medina, he will give his life for the land of Medina. And to pass away there and to give your life just for the sand of Medina. This is such a honorable place, Medina Sharif, that the king of Yemen at one time, Tubba, whether it was the title of the kings or his name was Tubba, he was traveling and there were 400 Jewish rabbis with him. When they came to Medina Sharif, which was Yathrib before that, they asked permission that they want to stay over there. So he asked them why. So they said that the final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is going to be coming here. And we want to be here to welcome him and find him when he comes. So he agreed and he built a house for each one of them. And he built a house for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. And that was the house which was Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So it wasn't really the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to his own house. It was just being looked after by Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari till then. And the Ansar are from this progeny. From these people, the Ansar of their progeny, and they gave the great, great help to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that city that was so well known before already, and the signs were so clear, so why won't a person really give his life for that city? May Allah give us that jazba, that we give our lives for Medina Sharif. Mubarak tujhe ho, e arde Medina, blessed you be, O the land of Medina. Nabi ka shahar hai, ye shahar Medina. This is the city, Nabi's city, the city of Medina. It is the city of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And the literal translation of Medina is city. And the real only city in the world is Medina Sharif. The capital city of the world really is Medina Sharif. Yeah, Allah's rahmat is coming down, like in Makkah Sharif at the Kaaba Sharif, yeah, in Medina Sharif also, torrents and torrents of Allah's rahmat is coming down all the time. May Allah bless us with to go and visit Medina Tul Munawwara over and over. Well, our hearts with the love of Medina Sharif, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the respect and adab of Medina Sharif, the true respect and adab. Tere paas jab Sayyidi do jahan hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you have in you the king of the two worlds, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there, then what more does a person want? Nabiyu rashke aflaq ho phir Medina. Then why wouldn't Medina be the envy of the heavens? The heavens which are high up, everyone admires them. Ground is low, people walk on the ground. They urinate on the ground, they spit on the ground. But the land of Medina, the heavens envy. That there Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is. And Medina Sharif at this moment is more superior than Jannat also. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has written, the sand that is touching the coffin of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is more blessed than Kaaba Sharif, more blessed than the throne, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, the kursi of Allah Ta'ala. So how fortunate are not we? What a place have we got? May Allah take us over and over and with great love and enthusiasm, and we appreciate that as much as we can. And where we don't spend all our time in the hotel, but we try and spend it in the haram. In the haram also, we should really try to spend our time as close as possible to the Rauza-e Mubarak. The more closer we can get to the Rauza, the more better, because that is the most valuable. Then from there it goes and it the barakat goes further, but it becomes less as it goes further and further. The greatest barakat is right there at the body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where we cannot reach. But we can reach around the Rauza-e Mubarak. May Allah give us the tawfiq and the opportunity to go there as much as possible and spend our time correctly and get the reap, the great, great barakat and the great benefits from there. Tere sabz gumbat pe alam fida hai. The whole world is sacrificed on your green dome. And people from around the world, every time, almost after every namaz, you hear somebody greeting you, we're going Medina Sharif, we're going Ziyarat, we are going Umrah. People are just going all the time. And our heart also burns at wish we could be in their place. And we also could be going to Medina Sharif. And how fortunate are those people who are going and taking full advantage of the visa. For 1 month visa, they are staying a full month. And there are so many people, they do their Umrah and they go to Medina Sharif. After the end, make another Umrah again and come back. How fortunate aren't we that Allah has given us Medina Sharif. And may Allah fill our hearts with the love of Medina. And wherever we are, our hearts must be in Medina. Very fortunate is that person who thinks of Medina Sharif, who makes dua, who reads durood all the time, and we imbibe sunnats in our life. How fortunate is not that person. Falak jaise chume zameen-e Medina. It is as though the sky is kissing the ground of Medina. So much it loves and appreciates it and loves it that it is like kissing the ground of Medina Sharif. Tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai. Every speck of yours is a sign of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And till today, people who go to Medina Sharif, and the closer you get to the haram, the more sukoon and peace you feel compared to even Makkah Sharif. Or compared to any other place in the world, you don't find that peace and that sukoon that you find in Madinatul Munawwara. Fida tujpe me khake shahre Medina. Oh, city of Medina, I sacrifice myself on the sand of the city of Medina. As some people have said, that we will take the sand of Medina Sharif and make it our surma of our eyes. Others have said that when the wind of Medina blows in Medina and the sand blows, we'll cover our body with that sand. We won't try and avoid that sand, but we'll make that sand our clothes. We'll cover ourselves with the sand of Medina Sharif. Uhud ke ye daman mein khune shaheeda. And ye in the lap of the mountain of Uhud, where the blood of the shuhada, in the battle of Uhud, when the 70 Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum became martyred, and amongst them the greatest Sayyidu Shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So they are resting there at the foot of the mountain of Uhud. Sabak de rahahe wafaye Madina. This is teaching us a sabak, that the people of Medina, how loyal they were. When Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they invited Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, we will sacrifice our everything for you and for deen. And they proved themselves 100%. In the battle of Badr, when Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially went for the caravan of Abu Sufyan that was returning from Syria, and then Abu Jahl came with the army from Makkah Sharif to fight against the Muslims, and he came to Badr. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashura with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Must we still go for the caravan of Abu Sufyan, which was easy, and there was a lot of material gain, because it was a caravan filled with all the trade goods, a lot of money there was, and very few people, easy to overpower them. And Abu Jahl to fight him, he came with a strong army, prepared with 1,000 people. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were out not for a war. And they were small in number, 313 only. Three times their number, more than three times the enemy. But at that time, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mashura, then there was difference of opinion. But when Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, O Allah's Rasul, we have pledged ourselves to you. If you tell us to jump from the top of the mountain, we will jump. You tell us to dive into the sea, we will dive. Whatever command you will give us, we will do it. This made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very happy. So this was the loyalty of the people of Medina Sharif. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki. And Medina Sharif is a sign of the greatness and the honor of Islam. That how Islam grew from there. Islam spread in the world from Medina Sharif. All the envoys and ambassadors who came from foreign countries came to Medina Sharif. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met them there. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ki qadmo se khake Medina. And how did Islam spread from there? From the feet, from the sand on the feet of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That they went, and a small number of Sahaba are buried in Medina Sharif. The vast majority, they went to the four corners of the world. And today if we look at the map and we see which expeditions they undertook, we can't understand. With the jets and with air conditioning and with enough food and cold water, and in a jet a person is flying, still it is mujahada for us. They walked all that. We can't understand how they walked and how they sacrificed. And that is that Islam has come to us here today. And we have got this beautiful deen. We got this beautiful masjid. We got all the musallis, all this, the sunnah which we see. All this was the sacrifice of the Sahaba. And where they went, and in what conditions they went. Allahu Akbar. Allah reward them abundantly. Each and every Sahabi, Allah reward them abundantly, abundantly. How much they sacrificed. They prepared the whole plate, not of biryani, but the food of Jannat, and given it to us just to eat now. Now we must just make our namazes on time, etc. Now we just have to do our tilawat of Quran. All has become very, very easy for us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wafadari par sahaba ki akhtar. That says that on the loyalties of the Sahaba, how loyal and faithful they were. Ye tariq roshan, ye shahre Medina. History is shining bright with shining the city of Medina, how they have sacrificed. Today when we see how beautiful the Haram of Medina, how the people come and what sukoon there is in the Haram itself. And we see that how people from the four corners of the world are getting drawn and coming. This is all proof that how the Sahaba had sacrificed. And they brought deen alive in them, and they took deen to the four corners of the world. And this is what we have to now maintain, that deen. That deen has come alive. Now it is for us to practice upon that deen, bring it in our lives, our homes, our communities, and in our countries and in the world. We have to bring this deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat wala arif billah ka kalam. Labe darya hai koh ka daman. On the foot of mountain, there is the middle of the mountain. Labe darya, on the foot of the mountain and the what you call, beach. Jo hasi kal teron ke gulshan, جو ہسی کل تھے رونقِ گلشن لگ رہے ہیں وہ آج دشت و دمن لگ رہے ہیں وہ آج دشت و دمن میں فدا قلب و جان سے ان پر ہوں میں فدا قلب و جان سے ان پر ہوں جن کی صحبت سے دل ہوا روشن جن کی صحبت سے دل ہوا روشن جو ہنسی کل تھے رونقِ گلشن لگ رہے ہیں وہ آج دشت و دمن رب ہے کافی میری حفاظت کو رب ہے کافی میری حفاظت کو لاکھ چاہے برا اگر دشمن لاکھ چاہے برا اگر دشمن کر حفاظت نظر کی اے ظالم کر حفاظت نظر کی اے ظالم کرنا ویران قلب کا گلشن کرنا ویران قلب کا گلشن میں فدا قلب و جان سے ان پر ہوں میں فدا قلب و جان سے ان پر ہوں جن کی صحبت سے دل ہوا روشن حسن فانی ہے گر نہ تو مانے حسن فانی ہے گر نہ مانے تو حسن فانی ہے گر نہ مانے تو حسن کو جا کے دیکھ در مدفن حسن کو جا کے دیکھ در مدفن یاد ان کی ہے چشم بھی نم ہے یاد ان کی ہے چشم بھی نم ہے لب دریا ہے کوہ کا دامن لب دریا ہے کوہ کا دامن میری قسمت کا میر کیا کہنا میری قسمت کا میر کیا کہنا میری قسمت کا میر کیا کہنا ہاتھ میں گر نبی کا ہو دامن صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہاتھ میں گر نبی کا ہو دامن میری قسمت کا میر کیا کہنا میری قسمت کا میر کیا کہنا ہاتھ میں گر نبی کا ہو دامن راہ حق کا ہر ایک خار اختر راہ حق کا ہر ایک خار اختر رشک ریحان و سنبل و سوسن رشک ریحان و سنبل و سوسن راہ حق کا ہر ایک خار اختر رشک ریحان و سنبل و سوسن جو ہنسی کل تھے رونقِ گلشن لگ رہے ہیں وہ آج دشت و دمن رب ہے کافی میری حفاظت کو لاکھ چاہے برا اگر دشمن حسن فانی ہے گر نہ مانے تو حسن فانی ہے گر نہ مانے تو حسن کو جا کے دیکھ در مدفن جو ہنسی کل تھے رونقِ گلشن لگ رہے ہیں وہ آج دشت و دمن جو حسین کل تھے رونق گلشن، لگ رہے ہیں وہ آج دشت و دمن.
لب دریا ہے کوہ دامن، ایٹ دا سی شور از دا فٹ آف دا ماؤنٹین. دس از ویری سیلڈم ویئر دس ہیپنس، اینڈ حضرت ہیز ریٹن دس ان کشمیر، دا پارٹ آف کشمیر دیٹ از ان پاکستان، اینڈ یہ ویئر دیر از اے ریور لب دریا اینڈ ماؤنٹین از جسٹ رائٹ وٹ دا اینڈ ویئر دا واٹر میٹس دا فٹ آف دا ماؤنٹین از دیر. سو ایٹ دیٹ پوائنٹ حضرت، اینڈ دیز آر آل گریٹ سائنس آف ٹو ریکوگنائز اللہ تعالی، ہاؤ اللہ ہیز کریئٹڈ دس ورلڈ، واٹ بیوٹی اللہ ہیز پٹ. اینڈ بٹ اے پرسن سیز دس بیوٹی، ہی کین اونلی گیٹ اے سلائٹ آئیڈیا آف دا بیوٹی آف جنت. Otherwise, nobody can ever imagine what the beauty and the enjoyment of Jannat will be. Forever and ever, those beautiful gardens, and a person can never imagine what that enjoyment will be. Yeah, our garden can be very beautiful, but we have to work and maintain. There is no maintenance whatsoever. All the time it's going to be so beautiful. The water of Jannat, the fruit of Jannat, there is nothing. And then the Hurul Een of Jannat, there is nothing in this world that can ever compare with that. And it's a matter of a little sacrifice in this world to get that eternal and everlasting Jannat. May Allah in His absolute kindness and mercy bless us all with that Jannat and the highest stages of Jannat. جو ہسی کل تھے رونق گلشن، دیٹ وچ واز دا بیوٹی آف دا گارڈن یسٹرڈے دیٹ وچ واز دا بیوٹی آف دا گارڈن، دا گارڈن واز جسٹ ڈن اپ، اٹ واز دا مور لون واز ماؤڈ، دا ٹرمنگ واز ڈن، اینڈ آل دا پرونگ واز ڈن، ویڈز وار ٹیکن آؤٹ وچ واز سو بیوٹیفل. لگ رہے ہیں وہ آج دشت و دمن، ٹوڈے دیٹ اٹ لکس لائک اے ڈیزرٹ ناؤ. Just leave it for a while, don't look after it and see how that garden looks, which was looking so beautiful, now it looks like that. And here actually Hazrat is referring to that young girl that was so beautiful yesterday, and now in old age look at her and now see how she looks. Now she's completely, in her old age she's like a desert now. She's not that beautiful girl that was when you got married to her when she was 17, 18, etc. And now when she's 70, 80, now she's completely different. میں فدا قلب و جان سے ان پر ہوں. I sacrifice my heart and soul for Allah, for Him. جن کی صحبت سے دل ہوا روشن. In whose company my heart became bright and became illuminated. One is, it refers to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we all have got that light in our hearts. If it wasn't there, na'uzu billah, we should be worshipping idols, we should be busy drinking liquor, we should be in drugs, we should be making tattoos on our whole body everywhere, where we should be sitting in the masjid in the month of December on a Saturday night. It is that noor that is in our hearts that we are here. Oh, our asatizah kiram, our mashayikh izam, our parents who brought us here and who taught us our deen, it is because of them that noor is in the heart. Everyone has got that noor. Otherwise, we should never have been sitting here. We should have been doing the worst of things now. And we should have been thinking we are somebody very great. What a noise and nuisance we should have been making of ourselves. What terrible life we should have been leading. It is that noor which is in the heart that Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. So no matter how much we make shukr to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala for this great company. The Sahaba got the company, and by the name is Sahaba, Sohbat of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then those who followed them, their name is the Tabi'een. Those who followed the Sahaba. And then this series carries on and comes right down till us today. And it is because of this Mubarak Sohbat that today, Alhamdulillah, we are here making our namazes, we are here sitting in the masjid, listening of the honor of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. رب ہے کافی میری حفاظت کو. اللہ is sufficient for me to protect me. May we get this through yaqeen and this through tawakkul and trust on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hadrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh used to go for his morning walks, and during his lifetime there was a lot of political upheaval amongst the Muslims, Muslims, non-Muslims, and they were after the life of Nabi Ali Salat of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh. One day when he was taking a walk, a Hindu pandit, the priest of the Hindus, he told him, "You walking like this alone, and this like in the jungle away from the town, and you walking alone?" Hazrat should go to his walk for his walks in the morning after Fajr and recite his three suparas while walking in the morning. So then Hadrat just pointed upwards, one Allah. That Hindu pandit say, "Then you got no problem. If your trust is like that on Allah, you got no problem." May Allah also give us that trust. And how many times assassination attempts were made on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and particularly the time of Hijrat. At that night, all the young strong men with the hot burning blood waiting outside the house of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to take his life. That everyone with their naked swords were ready. But how Allah protected Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he just walked past them. And they did not know anything whatsoever. In the morning, they say, "Where is Nabi? He's not there, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is there." So when Allah's protection, and we do our amal like that. Bhai Abdul Wahab sahab, Damat Barakatum, who is living still, many people will have witnessed this, that when he would sit in the car, he would read the du'as, and then he would say, "Now drive. You can speed as much as you want to. No speeding fine you'll get, and no accidents will happen." When we got that yaqeen on the du'a, one sahabi who taught to read the five surahs, five surahs, he says that if you read that and any harm comes to you on that journey, Qiyamah Day you must ask me about it. What yaqeen they used to have. May Allah bless us with that yaqeen. Today we put Ayatul Kursi in for the house, the shop. We read it also, but we make sure our insurance premiums are also paid at the same time. So with that Ayatul Kursi, a person who has got that yaqeen like that, Allah Ta'ala, how he will protect. And right up to recent times, the treasurer of Saharanpur Madrasa, in his room, he had a trunk, a zinc trunk, with a very cheap padlock on it. And crooks came at night, and then they were trying to open it. He says, "You'll never open it till the morning," he told them. And he turned around and slept away. He said, "You people can carry on trying. Till the morning you can try." And abad, they couldn't open a simple padlock. Very cheap one. Because he said, "I read the dua," and he wasn't worried. He turned around and slept away. So that yaqeen, if it can come into our hearts. And that is what we have to work for. That yaqeen, that full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Definitely Allah does. And according to the yaqeen a person has in Allah Ta'ala, Allah deals with him accordingly also. رب ہے کافی میری حفاظت کو لاکھ چاہے برا اگر دشمن. The enemy can try over and over 100,000 million times, but when Allah has put his protection, nobody can harm that person whatsoever. کر حفاظت نظر کی اے ظالم. And one thing particularly to get this power in this du'as and to get that tawakkul, guard our eyes. Keep our eyes only on Allah Ta'ala. If we are looking at all haram all the time, whether it is on the streets, whether it is on the cell phone, whatever we are looking at haram, then how are we going to get that help of Allah Ta'ala? Karna viran qalb ka gulshan. Do not make the garden of your heart, do not make it like a desert. By committing gunas, that noor and the beauty of the heart is taken away. Now that heart becomes like an empty desert, that a deserted desert, desolate, nothing in that heart. This is by the gunas that a person commits. Husne fani hai karna mane tu The beauty is only fani. It is just temporary. It's going to finish. And if you don't believe, Husan ko jaake dekh dare matfan. If you don't believe what I say, go and see in the Qabristan what happened to all that beauty. The unsinkable Titanic. Those young girls, 17, 18 year old girls, that one night in a few minutes, they were looking like 70, 80 year old woman. When they saw that fearful scenes. And when you go to, if you have to dig up a qabr, that woman, perhaps sometimes, woman pass away young also. A young girl, 15, 16 years, so beautiful. But when you dig that qabr up, you won't want to look at her body. And forget that, that is talfah, the kafan. You just take an x-ray of the body. And you look at that x-ray, and you want to run from your own x-ray. I look like this, my skull, my face, my ribs, my body looks like this. How it looks. It is only Allah covered it with the flesh and the dua for reading clothes. Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma awari bihi awrati wa tajammalu bihi fi hayati. That with this clothes we may look, making ourselves look a bit nice. Otherwise a person is out of shape. The clothes are hiding all that. Otherwise how a person looks, he doesn't want to look at himself also when he's like that. So, the beauty is only temporary. Don't be fooled by temporary beauty. Yaad unki hai, chasham bhi hai nam. And when this reality will come, a person will be thinking of Allah in his heart. And there will be tears in his eyes. And you can see this person, the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And mashallah, there are so many brothers like that. When you see them in their du'as, etc., that how Allah is filled in their hearts, how their tears are flowing from their eyes. May Allah bless us with that and make our hearts soft, inshallah. Labe darya hai kuh ka daman. At the foot of the seashore, he is the foot of the mountain. And from there we get this great lessons. The mountain is like rock, is hard. But it is as though it's crying and it has filled the whole river. And the river is flowing with the tears of the mountain. Like one poet, Hazrat quotes and says, that a person says that my heart is very hard. I can't tear. I can't cry. So Hazrat said, if that is true, then how is it that streams and flow from, waterfalls flow from the mountains? And continuously they are crying. If a mountain can cry like that, and that whole waterfalls come from there, then why can't insan's eyes cry also? And when we go and see these waterfalls, we should take a lesson also. That how this water is flowing continuously, why don't my eyes also tear like that? And rivers of tears flow in the love and in the fear of Allah. May Allah bless us, inshallah. Meri qismat ka meer kya kehna? What to say of my taqdeer? How my taqdeer is shining. What Allah has put in my taqdeer. I never expected this. Haat me gar nabi ka ho daaman. If you have got in your hand the kurta of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that is, you are following in the lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how fortunate you are a person. What Allah has put in your taqdeer. You are following the lifestyle which Allah loves and which Allah gave to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to bring it as a model to mankind. And that has come to me. If a person fear, whatever sunnah Allah has given him, beard, topi, kurta, whatever it is, that how thankful he must be to Allah Ta'ala for that. Rahe haq ka har ek khar akhtar. In this path of the truth of reaching Allah Ta'ala, every thorn, Hazrat says, and in the, like Allah will put test in a person's ways when he wants to reach Allah Ta'ala. You have to get up in the morning. Now you find you need ghusl, and now you find there isn't water. Forget hot water, there isn't even cold water. And now, but you have to make it for fajr, and you have to make it for jamaat namaz. Now you are parishan, looking for water, what to do here, where to get the water, whatever. You are traveling. And it's asr time, it's becoming maghrib time. You have to make asr namaz, you have to make maghrib. And it's cold, it's raining. Where am I going to stop? What am I going to do? All these difficult occasions come. For many other things also, many times you want to make a fraudulent letter and your work will get done easily. But now, no, Allah doesn't permit that. It's not allowed. Though you can easily do that and you take a shortcut just to speak a lie, a real lie which is haram. One is you speak something which looks like a lie, but it's not a lie. That is permitted. But one is you lying, and you know you are lying is a gunai kabira. But by that you think I'll get away easily. Traffic cop stops you, and you just think of putting a 20 rand with your license, or a 50, 100 rand with your license, and things will just get solved. And I'm in a hurry. I'm in a hurry to make Maghrib namaz. And now he's going to take 15, 20 minutes writing out my ticket. So rather just give him 100, 200 rand, and I can carry on. So these thorns will come. So in the path of Allah Ta'ala, the thorns will come to everyone. Rashke Rehan or Sumbul or Sosan. But those thorns are the envy of this very sweet smelling flowers of Rehan, Sumbul and Sosan, which are very sweet smelling flowers. That thorn, you tolerate it and you go the hard way, but you remain firm and you observe the command of Allah. This is good work of man of Iman. Rijal la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah wa iqami as-salah wa ita'i az-zakah yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi al-qulub wal-absar. That is the work of those people. We, for any small thing, we just take a shortcut here, shortcut there, and we don't even think of it. We don't make tawbah from that guna also. We don't think of it as a guna. This is the way. People who they don't pay fines, etc. They say, you must know how, you don't have to pay fines. What are you wasting your time? But a person who is conscious, that person, if he makes a mistake, he'll make tawbah. In the first place, he tries that I mustn't make any mistake whatsoever. Sometimes something will take you 1 month to get done. And you just make something else, some wrong thing, and tomorrow your work is done. But a person thinks that, no, I must do it the right way. And that is what is the taqaza of Iman. May Allah bless us with that reality and bring it into us. To talk and listen is very easy. But when it comes on a person, and a person sometimes also thinks that I'll do this, I got no problem. But when you are there in that, when you find yourself in that position, then you find a complete different story. May Allah bless us with this true reality of this Iman, of having that honesty, uprightness, and that fear of Allah in all our matters. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah.
Allahu salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallam. Fadhkuruni yadhkurukum. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye ab wo gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو بس خبردار تیرا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم یار رہے یار اب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط ہو تجھ سے محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں, ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں, ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں, اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زمانے میرے لا 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں, جب تک تن میں جان رہے, دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے اور لب پہ تیرا نام رہے, جذب میں پرا ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے, لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل نہ میرا اکیان رہے, اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبان میرے لا 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 سب بندے ہیں کوئی نبی ہو یا ہو ولی یا شاہنشاہ, باغ دو عالم بھی ہے تیری قدرت کے حضور اک برگے گا, کیوں نہ میں قائل ہوں کہ ہزاروں تیری خدائی کے گواہ, خاک و گل و افلاک و کواکب, عرش و کرسی مہ و ماہ, اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبان میرے لا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.